Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're playing with the MVP of the league. Anytime you have an opportunity to play with the MVP of the league, I don't know how you could pass that up to play with, you know, some young guys who are trying to prove themselves and new coach, new identity. That's a lot to ask, but, you know, I would not be torn. I'd be a Sixer.
Well, that's Kenny Smith on John Clark's podcast. There you go. I mean, it's...
You know what's funny about that? Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's the same reaction to every ex-player and analyst right now. It's the same reaction.
Well, I was going to say, T-Mac and Kenny are actually former Rockets.
Both, yeah, exactly.
Both of them are former Rockets. And they're both are saying you'd be crazy to go back there right now as opposed to staying in Philly and playing.
They even laugh when they're talking about it because it's such a no-brainer. You're right. If anybody would be willing to say, no, you should come back to Houston.
And try to sell it to be Houston Rockets.
Well, and Rachel Nichols said, you live in Houston right now. Like, do you want him to come home? And
right.
Like, no. Doesn't make any sense. Is some of it that these guys, they probably like James Harden, like personally.
Sure.
And they want to see him make the right move, stay in the right place. They want to see it not be about him being a great individual player.
Right.
And take that next step into achieving team success.
Yeah.
And him being a big part of that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think, plus, basketball players, especially a guy, and no disrespect to Kenny Smith, even though he's a two-time champion, but a player from an individual standpoint, on the level of a T-Mac, who's a Hall of Famer, individual player, those guys wish they won a championship. Like, a guy like that wishes he had.
Sure. Yeah,
you know, he wishes Yao Ming had stayed healthy his entire time so he could play with Yao Ming and possibly win a championship. He wishes he could have stayed healthy so he could have possibly won a championship. So you see a guy like James Harden, who's a top 75 player, right, Hall of Famer, two-time scoring champion, MVP. They're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, the only thing missing from your resume is a championship.
Right. Like, they're inserting themselves into James Harden's decision,
yes,
and it's a very easy decision.
Yes.
You're right. It's like, no, like, win a championship. No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
But with that dude, is it what he wants?
Yeah, it's hard. And he's hard to read.
Yeah.
He really is. He's hard to, because I don't. Like, I do think he's a good, like, no one ever says he's a bad guy or anything like that.
Right.
I know what happened in Houston before, guys are frustrated with him, but he wanted out. Like, guys seem to like, everybody seems to like him. You don't hear people saying this or that about him other than the going out and the strip club stuff.
But, other than that.
Yeah, other than that. Anyway, we're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight. Big game. All the playoff basketball action, Chickies and Pete's. Best in-game experience online, chickiesandpete's.com. Denver's 3.5-point favorites on the road, Ike.
Yeah.
Like them?
I'm kind of leaning towards them. Miami's going to have to start knocking down three-pointers. Miami's a scrappy team, and they're playing at home. So it would not surprise me if Miami won tonight. This will be the toughest game for Denver because Miami knows if they lose tonight, this series is pretty much over.
Yeah, it's desperate.
So you're going to get Miami's best game. You're going to get Miami's best game. Just like Miami got Denver's best game the other night.
Game three, yeah. Oh, they sure did.
Because Denver didn't want to go down 2-1, and then you're faced with playing game four already down 2-1.
Yeah, it felt like a statement game, game three. The game is like, no, we're actually winning the series. We don't care that you won game two.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win the series. I can't wait to watch. This has been, even though L.A. and Boston would have drew big numbers and it would have been whatever, like this is a good series. I can't wait for this.
It's outrated the last two finals, actually, which is surprising. Because I'm with you, John. Like, I'm surprised it's doing so well, but it's done better than the last two finals.
You know why I'm not surprised it's doing well? Because Jokic is playing like a star.
And that's become a big story.
Yes. Yep. Well, and he's delivering.
Yep.
So it's one thing if you're putting up numbers and people don't in the game, like people don't really care about it. But he's putting up big numbers. Murray is playing. I mean, Murray had a 30-point triple-double the other night.
Yep.
So when the hell is the last time two players –
it's the first time ever.
Yeah, it's the first time it's ever happened. So you want more games like game two, because game one and game three were blowouts. So you want more of a game two type of game where you can at least watch it for four quarters. That game the other night was tough to watch. I mean, it was down about 20 points in the third quarter.
It was over.
Yeah,
and you know they weren't coming back. Nah. They weren't shooting well. And like you said, the three-pointer, they're not a good three-point shooting team, but when they shoot well from three, they almost always win the game.
Yeah.
And that was the difference in game two. They shot almost 50% from three.
It's weird. They've lost three straight home games. Miami has. Weird.
It just goes to show you. Like,
South Beach diet don't work in the playoffs.
It doesn't work for them. That's for sure.
Well, Jokic is not going to.
No,
he's not going to live in some of the other prime 112.
He probably requests like to some Motel 6 on the outskirts and just sits in this room.
Not Motel 6.
By the way, a nice Motel 6. I'm not trying to rip the national chain. I'm just saying. I think him and the brothers like to sit double beds.
Right.
They sit in there.
And you ain't talking about black people. You're talking about his brothers.
His actual brothers, yes.
And they slap box. They slap box each other.
Yes.
They're in there wrestling.
Yes. Yep. Gets out of hand.
Yeah, just like the old days when they were kids.
Yep.
Right. I think they were They were arguing with Miami fans the other night.
Oh, I bet they were.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
All right, so it's not only – New Caller Friday. It's hashtag Keep Harden Crew Friday. Ike Reese has started a new club. It went from the Wentz Wagon, the LTBB, to hashtag Keep Harden Crew.
And we're trying to get all chickies and peas to say we want Harden. It's gonna catch on.
We can get that on the news. Yeah,
Ike is trying to make it where people don't feel intimidated to come out and say, you know what, damn it, it makes most basketball sense to keep James Harden. So let's get our emotions in check.
Plus, I'm tired of the heavy lifting.
He wants help because there's no way I'm joining this movement.
Just like Joel Embiid.
Yep, I'm not joining the movement. OG Wade might be. It's New Caller Friday, so we'll bring on OG Wade. OG Wade, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
How are you, Wade?
OG.
I'm sorry to crash y'all little New Caller Friday party, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to crash this joint, you know what I mean? But listen, man, this Harding thing, I think, is growing wings that it doesn't need, you know? Everybody, and you, Ike, you keep saying, what if the Sixers would have did this or won the game six? We wouldn't be talking, you know what I mean?
We wouldn't be.
Right. So when are we going to come into reality and say, okay, they didn't win it. They did look like the team last year. They did look like the team the year before that. I mean, to be honest with you, what is clear to me is that Ben Simmons, we could have been right where we at with Ben Simmons. You know what I'm saying? Hardly getting leading the league in assists and everything. See, to me, numbers don't even matter anymore. When you got players and teams taking off days, like just rest days and all the number stuff don't move me. What moves me is wins. You know what I'm saying? Are we going to be able to get out of the second round? To me, that's our next step. I don't forget the damn championship at this point. Can we show improve? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Me,
So how, if they don't win game six, it doesn't change anything?
Because that's what I'm saying. I don't want to do the if part. I'm not saying, if they would have won game six, it would have changed things.
Okay.
But they didn't. So we still are where we at.
Here's why it's different. I'm going to let you finish. But here's how it's different. It's not like they were swept in the second round or lost 4-1. That's not the case. They were going up against a very good Boston Celtics team. They weren't even favored in most of those games, if any of those games. Now, it doesn't excuse them for losing, but it should make losing the series a little more overall accepting, because you were playing against a better team. Now, it doesn't mean they shouldn't have gone out on their sword. They certainly didn't play well in that seventh game. But am I going to blow up everything just because of that and forget that this was a good basketball team? Because had they won game six, we wouldn't be saying this.
Right. Now here's my point here. Okay. No, I don't want to blow it up. Here's what I do want to do. Now I'm going to bring a solution, because with every ill, you must have a solution to the ills of your society. So let me give it to you right now. And my move would be to sign and trade James Harden to Boston for Jaylen Brown, bring him here, go and get VanVleet, or try to do a deal with Miami to get Vincent for a first-round pick. And now we got Joel
can't do
Embiid.
Any, you can't do Lefty. Any of those things, Wade. They're not trading Jaylen Brown for James Harden. What was the second one you had? B?
What? Yeah, what, so, all right, what I'm just saying.
Oh, Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet, you would need available cap space, or you would have to make a trade with Toronto because he's a free agent. You don't have cap space in C. Gabe Vincent's not under contract, so it would have to be a sign and trade, or you'd have to have cap space to sign him. The Sixers are stuck.
So we're just basically in the muck then, okay? So when you're in the muck, I would do exactly what James Harden would go to the damn strip club and throw the damn money around. You know what I'm saying? You're damn right I would bring him back then. If that's what you're telling me, that we're in the damn muck, you know what I'm saying? See, that's what happens when you go out and get these damn stockbroker owners and every damn. You got to get somebody here that gives a damn about the team they own. That's
most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
This dude can't just sound like he's snorting and smoking and all this other stuff. I can't have that kind of stuff in my damn city. See, I'm trying to root for the damn team, but then I got an imbecile running the damn thing. No, we can't do that, man. Can't do it. Can't all win right. with them.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
With them.
Can't do it.
All right, man. All right, have a Wade. Good weekend.
Right. Stick to football, Wade.
He just starts going off.
That's what happens when he knows he's wrong about something. He starts yelling.
See, like.
Yeah, he went straight from Johnny Marks explaining why we couldn't make any of those moves.
Yeah, like, no, none of that's happening. None of that's happening. He just yells about Josh
Harris. He got frustrated.
Well, I mean, yelling about Josh Harris,
kinda like
Harris always works. Yeah. So let me say this, and I'm not pretending that Josh Harris cares.
Jack, you stupid.
Jack. He told me.
Talk about Chuck's comment. Yeah, we'll talk to Chuck from out here in a second. But like I know that the Sixers just hired Nick Nurse, who was everybody's first choice. Joel Embiid is an MVP.
Well, I wanted Coach Bud.
Well, you did. He's still out there too. But like
that's just my saving grace with Nick Nurse tanks.
From an ownership standpoint, Joshua Harris doesn't interfere with anything.
No,
He hired Daryl Morey, who's supposed to be this great executive. I have no problem with Joshua Harris.
Joshua Harris looks like he has 3 board meetings out of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to buy the Commanders.
Joshua Harris comes in, is like, yeah, we got a board meeting in a month. So everybody gets ready for when the owner comes in. He needs to be updated on everything that's going on.
Come on, man. He gave an inspiring open to Nick Nurse's opening press conference.
What did he say?
He was like, and we lost to Nick Nurse in the playoffs. And
you know exactly what he said.
Great to have him on our side.
None
now.
Of it was inspiring. Like I said, I haven't criticized him for the Commanders ownership thing or whatever. Like I pretty much, the Sixers aren't the Sixers haven't won a championship. It has nothing to do with Joshua Harris.
Right.
It has to do with it's hard to win a championship, man. Now, do I think that the Sixers would benefit from having a Jeffrey Lurie type owner that is more hands on? Sure they would.
About the Sixers. Yeah,
they certainly would. Certainly would. But
he's too distracted. He got 2 other pro teams.
Yeah, I mean, and now you're relying on Daryl Morey, and what's the checks and balance for Daryl Morey, right? And I frankly don't know. I don't know. Is there another executive that is watching things over? Is it just more?
It's him and Elton Brand.
Hey, it's another sellout. Great job, Daryl, right? Like,
yep.
Get a new stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's focused on getting a new stadium. You think he's breaking down whether Tobias Harris should be traded for commodities down the road. Let's go to Dr. Scott. Dr. Scott's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. This is a true new caller on New Caller Friday.
Okay.
Dr. Scott, how are you?
Yeah, I'm glad you sandwiched me between OG Wade and Chuck here. I guess I'm the opposite of OG Wade. I'm knowledge from college. And, like, to that point, I just want to say the last two people we hired as managers or coaches, we have Dr. Nurse, and then we have Sean Desai has a doctorate, too, I believe.
He does.
Yeah, that's one of his 7 degrees. Yeah.
He went to Columbia and Temple.
Yeah, I felt really disappointed after I heard all the places he went to and all the places I didn't get to go to. But anyway, I got my fingers crossed. I really hope they bring back James Harden. It's kind of what I want. I wanted him on the team before he was here and before they even talked about that. And I get it, like, with the playoffs, you guys see, like, oh, he crumbles in the playoffs. But I think his position is more of he's kind of the guy that nails that, like, last, you know, puts the last nail in the coffin and pours the extra on to the other team so that they can't come back. So kind of what I want him back. And also, we don't have a point guard. You know, Maxie's a shooting guard, so we really do need a point guard there.
Yeah. We do, yes.
That was a good call.
Yep. All right, Dr. Scott.
Nice, Dr. Scott.
Yeah.
I appreciate you made a safe space for me to come on here and say that I want to, you know, I want James Harden back.
Yes.
Like, for the past couple of weeks, like, listening, I definitely haven't felt that way that it was safe to be able to do that.
It is not.
So I appreciate it.
No, no, I know it's out there, man. I know it's out there.
So Dr. Scott, you know, with Ike's new membership that he has in the Keep Harden crew, you could be high up on the board of directors.
Yeah, so is it like the KHC, or is that like what are we going to call it?
Yeah, what the hell is
no,
that?
No, it's got to be a K. It's got to be KHK, Keep Harden crew. You can't C crew. That's not cool enough.
I was thinking that. I didn't want to say it, though, so I just let you say it.
But KHC. Thank you, Dr. Scott. KHC does sound, it rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
It sounds like KFC.
It does.
That's like the third best place out there. No offense.
So you go, what do you go?
Popeyes.
Popeyes one?
Yeah.
What's two?
Man.
Are you talking about chicken sandwich or fried chicken?
Oh, just chicken, period. Just sandwiches, chicken, period. The chicken, everything. Where would you go?
To the place up by me. It's called Specs.
It's the only place I do go to is Popeyes. I mean, unless you Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is only sandwiches and strips and nuggets.
You're not getting chicken.
There's no real chicken. There's no bone in chicken with Chick-fil-A. So no offense to Chick-fil-A, but that's not really a chicken place as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's not. No, it's yeah. If you're comparing chicken sandwiches only, that's when you would
involve
them. Yeah,
it's a chicken sandwich. Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm talking about I more or less go. See, I've given up on the Popeye's chicken sandwiches. That's back in that's pandemic, Ike.
That's pandemic.
You know what I mean? That's back then. After people started getting killed over chicken sandwiches and fights breaking out at Popeye's.
It got wild. Though.
Yeah, it got crazy. So I went back to my original reason why I love Popeye's is the chicken. Got to get the chicken. And so yeah, I don't even get chicken sandwiches from Popeyes anymore.
No.
Now you got the jalapeno poppers, the wings, the jalapeno wings. What are they called?
Do they have that?
They got some type of wings.
I'm in on that.
Yeah.
Church's chicken, you like that?
They still got Church's?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't see Church's very often.
There used to be one by the convention center. I don't know if it's still there.
When I was a kid, a lot of excess grease with Church's chicken.
Well, heavy.
A lot of excess grease.
Heavy
there,
on
man.
The breading, too, at Church's chicken.
Yeah. It was cheaper, so I definitely was eating it.
Right.
You know, Mom's, KFC was like the creme de la creme of chicken in the 80s. You know, Church's is what we got a bucket of for $5. You got like 15 pieces.
That took care of business right
what?
There. What? What about.
Am I feeding a family of five?
What about Roy Rogers? Chicken.
I remember Roy Rogers. Yeah, that different seasoning they put on there.
It was like a cornflake breading.
Yeah, but they also sold hamburgers. Yeah, I can't get chicken from a hamburger spot, man.
No.
You got to. I need all that grease to be about the chicken.
But they also had the free fixings bar, which was it was a lot better in theory than actually when you used the free fixings.
I'm gonna tell you where I actually would go with my number two choice. Most gas station chicken, they especially if it's the Crown chicken. Chicken you can
Crown
get from a gas
chicken.
Station. Yeah. Crown fried chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing Philly has. Late nights.
Fried chicken.
Man, the corner of Delaware and Spring Garden. Oh, my bad. I'm just saying. I used to be in that area sometimes and hit that gas
station. What, that Luke oil?
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Keep me the hell away from that Luke oil.
Ooh-wee. You know when you go in there and you start asking for sides, too, you're like, man, this boy coming here like he really like eating in here.
And the armed security guards.
Man,
that
they knew
the
me
lot.
Coming up in there. What's up, Ike? I'm like, man, now give me my three-piece, man. You know it.
215-592-9494. But up by me.
I hadn't been over there in a while.
There's a place called Specs that they call it broasted chicken. But, I mean,
roasted?
It's broasted.
Is that in roasted and bake?
Whatever. Yes, actually, yes. To me, it tastes like really good fried chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Good. And the sides, good coleslaw.
Yeah. You're a slawman?
I'm a slawman.
Hey, give me the wedges.
Yeah?
Give me the fries. Unless you get red beans and rice from Popeyes. Does a number on your stomach.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some chicken here at Chickies and Pete's. Ike Reese. Can we get an Ike Reese special? No?
I don't want fried chicken from Chickies and Pete's.
No.
No, I'm good.
You enjoy the burgers and
I don't mind grilled chicken or what have you, but yeah. This is a seafood crab shack.
No, but
man.
Look, you put a little Old Bay on top of that chicken?
That's what I'm saying.
Now we're cooking with gas.
And speaking of gas, well, never mind.
You know you don't cook with gas, right?
Well, what else do you cook with?
Grease.
Right.
Right, but the gas turns the grill on.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but this
the grab the gas turns your grill on.
And the stove.
I use charcoal. Yeah.
Hold on, what about the stove?
Yes, it's a gas stove.
There you go.
Good job, Jack.
Not everybody has a gas stove. It's not
electric stoves
out there. Yes, exactly.
Right. But
so are you cooking with electric?
I don't cook anything. Well, I'm heating up on some eggs, so watch out.
Oh, look at Jack.
You can't do eggs yet?
No, I'm there now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
well, breakfast is a thing you should have learned first how to cook.
You're almost 30 and you can cook an egg. Congratulations.
I even mixed in some tomato on top of it and some pesto.
Some tomato on top of it?
He's making it fancy.
Yeah. Just make cheese eggs and shut up, all right?
Trying to fill the requests from Jill.
Oh, there you go. Right, a little breakfast in bed.
Yeah, 215-592.
How does that make you feel?
All right, coming up. Good job, Jack. We continue looking for Harden fans.
They're heating up, though, too. I mean,
they're
filling up the phone lines.
Told you. I knew they were out there,
yeah,
man.
They're out there.
How's it make you feel, Ike?
Well,
leader
Ike's
of men.
Relieved.
Ike's leading another revolution in Philadelphia sports. But also, what Coach
mentioned.
It never
works out well.
Yeah, we know how this works out. And what Coach mentioned yesterday, that he was almost on the Eagles coaching staff. We have that audio coming up next.
Uh-oh.
Don't go anywhere. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for all the basketball playoff action. Tonight, Chickies and Pete's, best in-game experience online, chickiesandpetes.com. Back after this, Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, let's talk about Marks Jewelers for a second. If you're getting engaged, right? And by the way, I have to get up to Marks Jewelers. I think I'm trying to get up there this weekend. But when you're looking to get engaged, right? And I've been there. Guys out there, you can relate, right? The first thing is you're saying to yourself, like, all right, am I ready to actually commit mentally? Like, oh, this is something I'm going to do. And then once you decide that, then you're saying, okay, now where do I get the ring? If you're getting engaged, if you're going to get the wedding bands, whatever it is, you got to find the right spot. And I'm telling you, it might be confusing. You're not sure where to go. Take the hassle out of it. Visit my friend Jim and the team at Mark Schuler's in Montgomeryville. Mark Schuler's is a 15,000 square foot showroom. And the options are amazing that you can choose from. Ton of options, ton of selection. Something to fit every budget, right? No Philly sales tax. That's a plus. Ample, safe, and secure parking. So if you're coming from Jersey or somewhere else in the area, it's worth a little bit more of a drive. If they're right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you're going to save time, you're going to save money, and you're going to get the best engagement ring you get anywhere. Trust the jeweler with over 2,000 five-star Google reviews. That's my jeweler, Mark's Jewelers. Visit marks-jewelers.com and tell them John Mark sent you.
Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back that if not for the Jonathan Gannon tampering situation, you would have been the Eagles' D coordinator. Is there any truth to that? Can you comment on that?
That's possible, but I won't neither confirm nor deny it.
What?
All right, we're back. It's Marks and Race live from Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. That's Vic Fangio, current Dolphins defensive coordinator. But he was asked, would you have been the Eagles defensive coordinator if given the opportunity, or if Jonathan Gannon would have taken the head coaching job at the Cardinals? And that sure sounds like a yes, doesn't it, Ike?
We did say it's possible, but he won't confirm or deny it. I don't know what the hell that all meant. Yeah. Yeah, there's obviously some gray area there where there was a chance to bring him back, and then there was some uncertainty as far as. But what it says to me is that, was Fangio their first choice, or would they just brought Jonathan Gannon back? So really, it was still dependent on Jonathan Gannon leaving, so they wanted to know sooner if he was going to leave.
But, I mean, you can't force the Cardinals to make a decision
right
before they're going to make a decision. So if the Eagles don't make the Super Bowl, then, and he gets the job, then maybe.
Well, it's certainly easier to.
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait two more weeks.
Right. So, I mean, it might have been a timing thing. I know that there's been some talk out there that one of the reasons why they're frustrated with Gannon is that he wasn't maybe not as transparent, or that they lost out on Fangio because, I mean,
here's my only thing with that. And the Eagles have been compensated, so this is just us going back over the situation. But if they're playing in the final game of the season, which is the Super Bowl, and you're not allowed to talk until afterwards. Well, I mean, we'd have to pull up the dates. When did Vic Fangio take the job in Miami versus Jonathan Gannon taking the job with Arizona?
So this is something I've talked about before, that we talked about before. January 29th is when the stories came out that they were going to hire him.
It didn't become who was going to hire him?
The Dolphins. And it didn't become official until, like, after the Super Bowl, when it became official, and that's when it was announced.
So a week later.
But everybody was reporting, yeah, Vic Fangio's agreed to be the defensive coordinator of the Dolphins. That's before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Before the Cardinals would have even had an opportunity or decide to hire Jonathan Gannon.
Legally, they couldn't, right? That's why it's tampering. They weren't supposed to.
Vic Fangio could have waited to see if Jonathan Gannon was going to get the job, and then he could have made the Dolphins wait.
Right.
But when the Dolphins offered him, I think he's making like $4 million, $5 million a year to be the defensive coordinator. Guess
good
what
money.
He said? I'm not going to, like, they probably said, we're not waiting.
Right.
We're going to need to hire somebody now, and he took it.
Right.
So I don't know how this whole thing has turned into this. Like, Jonathan Gannon, He didn't know he was getting the job until they hired
him. Yeah.
And that was after the Super Bowl. What was the date of the Super Bowl?
February 6th, I believe.
Right. So it's more than a week. The first reports came out that he was being hired by the Dolphins more than a week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So how the hell was he going to say, yeah, I'd probably be the – so what, if you didn't take the Dolphins job? Yeah, if you didn't take the Dolphins job, maybe you would have the job. But the implication is, or what's being talked about is, oh, well, he screwed the Eagles. Jonathan Gannon screwed the Eagles. Otherwise, Vic Fangio would have been the defensive coordinator.
Like, and I don't, exactly. I don't understand how that's possible if Jonathan Gannon doesn't get hired until after the Super Bowl.
The dates don't line up.
Yeah.
He didn't get hired because remember, like, some people will say, well, Jonathan Gannon said he's definitely coming back after the NFC Championship game. He said, I'm not leaving. I'm coming back. And
He hadn't been offered a head coaching job yet.
My response was, until he's offered a head coaching job. Like, he was feeling good in the moment, but you're going to pass up a head coaching job? Like,
no, there's no way. There's no way. No way.
And he didn't.
Well, here's the other thing. There were two teams that didn't have a head coach when they kicked off the damn Super Bowl. And it was already being reported that they were rumored. Indy was rumored to be interested in Steichen, and that Gannon was still going to do it. The Cardinals had some interest in Jonathan Gannon. I mean, some of these things are sort of obvious that the two teams that didn't have a head coach
were waiting for
the damn coordinators who are in the Super Bowl to be available.
See, I think that Fangio was more or less given a, hey, we're not waiting for you to then take this
job
with the Dolphins.
That makes more sense.
Right?
So from the Dolphins, right?
Right.
Like, because now you're asking the Dolphins to sit around and wait to see if you're going to leave them with the bag in the hand. Because what if you take the job in Philly because, you know, Jonathan Gannon is leaving, and now Miami doesn't have a coordinator or the coordinator that they want?
They wait 10 days for Fangio to say, I'm going to Philly, sorry.
Right.
Which is what would happen. And then they would have been 10 days later without a defensive coordinator. Instead, they say it's likely Gannon gets the job. This is a job that he may take. Here's the contract. Take it.
Yeah.
Or leave it. Or wait. And he could have waited.
Yeah.
He could have not taken it. So the timing to me doesn't line up. I don't know why this is turning into something other than everybody wants to hate Jonathan Gannon.
And listen, I hear you from an Eagles fan standpoint of thinking he was distracted going into the Super Bowl, even though I don't buy it. At least, okay, I can hear it from the fan standpoint because they're upset about the game. I don't understand the whole Vic Fangio angle of him being here versus being in Miami and it all.
Well, by the way,
somehow Jonathan Gannon cost them Vic Fangio. That part I don't understand.
By the way, when has Vic Fangio turned into this world-class defensive coordinator that everybody and anybody is salivating over?
He's just an old guy. I think he was wanted an old guy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't Jim Johnson. This isn't
Monty Kiven.
Yeah, this isn't
Dick LeBeau.
No. And like I said, I'm sure he's fine, but. Like, what are we talking about here? We've turned him into Buddy Ryan's 46 defense in 1985. Like, the Eagles will be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the players. Let's see if the coaches can do something.
Doesn't he run the same boring defense we hated from Jonathan Gannon?
That's what I was going to say. By the way, aren't they all under the Fangio umbrella?
He's the founder of it.
He's the founder of boring defense. That's what you're going to get this year with the side. That's what you got last year with Jonathan Gannon.
Right.
You think that he would have been blitz heavy, Vic Fangio? He sounds like a blitz heavy type coordinator.
It does sound like one of those old school defensive coordinators.
He does.
Fangio.
But he's going to bite you.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out the whole timing of it. I'm like, okay, first of all, it's South Beach, it's Miami. So I don't know if Vic Fangio was all that upset that he didn't stay in Philadelphia. Wasn't he here as an advisor all year?
Yeah, it seems like he got a pretty good deal to me. Why are you still – like, don't you agree, like, when he answered it, it was almost like a –
Yes, he tried to play coy with it, yeah, and
– He played into it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he played into it. I
Meanwhile, Howie won't answer a question about anything.
Nothing.
We moved on.
They called Mike Florio conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Florio was so mad about that. He was writing columns that weekend about it. Like, oh, yeah, sure, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Look at all the things that I've done. Look at what I question. I'm not a conspiracy theory. They was bringing it back to COVID and whatever.
Oh,
and he was saying, like, no, like, that's conspiracy theorists. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark Schuler's. If you get engaged, place the code's Mark Schuler's. Best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Jack, what is the tweet that you just sent us? What is this from? This is from a picture of Big Hugh.
Yeah.
Big Hugh?
Yeah.
So last night was the big event for the
Franskin LA beer.
Franskin LA beer.
Brewing Company. Yep.
Correct. He brought in four packs for the guys today.
Yeah. None for me, which is interesting. You know.
Did you go last night?
I did go. Yeah.
I did not.
What makes Giulio and Hugh so special?
I guess he was. Oh, so he didn't even. Because he did he go on the air to talk about it?
No.
Just brought him in to say thank you. Well, T.O. retweeted the tweet from Glenn Macnow saying, I needed to take care of my boys, and they're posing with a four-pack of this Fransky and L.A. beer. Mm-hmm. And T.O. Says, yo, Big Q, where's the popcorn? ?
How about that? There's a couple old nemesis.
Yeah, mending the fences. Think.
They're over there, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Hugh was trying to get T.O. on the midday show.
Oh.
Last week, I think it was.
Oh, all right. Well, I'd get some popcorn for that. That'd be good.
Yeah, Hugh doesn't realize that people will want to hear about that damn fight more than anything.
More than anything, yeah. You better be ready. You better be ready to talk about that.
Yes.
In detail. And I will get my popcorn, and I'm listening. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Now, I've heard several versions of that fight,
yeah.
including firsthand from Hugh.
Right.
Yeah. Most of the stories match up. There's always something a little
different.
Or somebody's missing something in there, yeah, or added something. The best one is Trey telling the story. Trey Thomas. So, yeah. You know, I wasn't here, so I always got it secondhand.
Right.
But I've heard it enough times that it's almost like one of those legendary stories that people add stuff to.
Right.
And
it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah.
It was, it's one of the ones that we talk about.
I did have to ask you, though, like, dude, you came out on top in this whole thing, right? As long as I make sure that happened.
And what did he say?
He said, you know.
Was it a win split decision? Was it a TKO?
No, it wasn't a TKO.
Was it KO?
It wasn't a KO. But depending on whose version you got, one person may have had a better day in that altercation than the other person. No.
Well, Hugh's got if Hugh can just get him to the ground, or like once he gets a hold of him with the big paws.
Ah, that's what you would think.
No.
Except for one guy is much stronger and in way better shape.
Well, I know who you're talking about.
And Hugh was injured.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it wasn't as bad as some people try to make it out to be, but it was certainly a
unanimous decision for one side of it.
Certainly
Howard Lederer is
like a majority decision.
Okay. Howard Lederer had T.O. winning. By the way, Jack, sorry to miss you last night. Hey, does this make me a bad person?
Well, it's questionable, yeah, for sure.
There were no punches thrown. It was more of a wrestling match, tussling.
Like a UFC-style wrestling
tussling,
match?
Yeah,
all right.
Well, interesting.
No, I actually did go to the event, and the parking situation was such a disaster. I circled the neighborhood, tried a couple different spots. I finally found the parking spot on the shady street. Mm-hmm. And as I got out of my car and locked the car, and I got probably, I don't know, 20 feet away from the car, I got a, yo, you can't park there. You're going to get towed. Some guy hanging out his front door.
Oh, the PPA found you.
So you know what I did after that?
Went home.
I got in my car and I drove home.
Wasn't your night. Wasn't your night.
If I would have walked out and my car wouldn't have been there because it would have been towed.
Oh, man, yeah.
You had to put me in handcuffs.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing the show alone today.
I would not be in today. So I was disappointed I didn't make it last night, but I just, that happened. So, there you go. All right, Chuck from Mount Airy joins us. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Spicy chicken is live, is hot.
What's up, Chuck? This is a new caller Friday, Chuck. What's going on, man?
A new caller Friday. Listen, I don't care nothing about that. I'm Johnny Marks. Listen, I had to come and crash this party. Yeah, what I'm saying to you. Listen. Let me tell you something, right? Here's the thing, right?
that chicken that you was talking about, right, Ike?
Yes.
Man, you got to try Acme, man. You know, when you start talking about chicken, and, you know, you got the brothers around, man. That's like talking about a pretty lady, man. You know what I mean? You start talking about different spots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
so
how that thing go. Yeah,
I have not had Acme chicken. I have not had it.
Yeah, Acme chicken is delicious, man. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's pretty pricey. It's not pricey either. It's a good price, man. It's good stuff. Hey, listen. Here's the thing, right? I've got an idea for the show, right? We need to have a segment at least once a week talking about everything in the world of sports. That's what the segment will be called. Everything in the world of sports, right?
Okay.
And it talks about not Philadelphia sports, just a segment, but we talk about things outside of Philadelphia sports. But it's sports related. Because it's a big mega fight coming up, right?
Yes,
and we
sir.
Have not gotten to and talked about yet. And I've been waiting for this fight because I'm a boxing fan, and
I
used to box, so I like to bring the boxing thing in the equation here. And when you got Spence, Earl Spence Jr., and you got Crawford, the biggest welterweight fight probably since Hagler-Hearns.
Mm. Talk to me.
I don't care. You know what I
mean? The biggest since Hagler-Hearns, really?
He's right.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
You got to bring that up a little bit, man. I know, Jack, you don't care about nothing but baseball, but listen. This is one of the biggest fights in the century, man. And we got to, you know, bring up a little bit, man. I'm looking forward to that fight, July 29th.
Hold on, though, Chuck. We're way too far out to start bringing it up now.
Oh, it's not this weekend?
Yeah, July 29th.
Oh, he wants to say. So, Chuck.
But I'm with you, though. I'm with you. And I got Bud Crawford in the fight. I was gonna wait a couple weeks before the fight to even bring it up, or at least that week, for sure.
So, Chuck, here's what you can maybe do. Like, if you did it, if you did the Chuck from Mount Airy podcast, these are some of the things you could talk about.
Hey,
you
listen,
know what I mean?
I'll bring you on as a guest, Johnny Marks. How about that?
I can't help you with the boxing talk, but thank you. We can talk something else. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, here's the thing, right? I want to say something about James Harden, right? I want James Harden not traded. I want him to go to Houston. And it has nothing to do with James Harden. I want Joel Embiid to request a trade. I want everything to be taken away from Joel Embiid so he can run out of here. And I can get my team back and we can start over. Okay? Because he's not going to get back. This is not going to get past him. This ain't it, man. We ain't going to do this no more. We're not going to sit up here and try to build all this stuff around this dude. And he did not show up not one ounce. He didn't do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what part are we missing? Are we on some type of drug here, man, that we got to keep doing this over and over and over again? The guy, if he showed me some heart in game 6 and game 7, I wouldn't be crying for him to be out of here. But through hell and hell, high water, I'm going to get this guy out of my city. I'm telling you. Somehow, some way, we're not going to take the distractions. We're not going to be distracted about what Joel did. Joel has to be the best player. Joel has to be the best player.
I don't give he a is the best player.
Get Chris Paul, get John Stockton, get Stark. Get anybody you want, Jordan, Pippen, Bibby, whoever. Get anybody and pin him next to Joel. If Joel's not Joel, we ain't winning nothing. And the thing about it is he don't show up in the playoffs. So when are we gonna start criticizing him? You guys gonna keep rebuilding.
We did. We criticized him for 2-3 weeks, didn't we? I mean, he got criticized when he won the MVP. He got criticized in the first round because he was getting triple teamed and wasn't scoring 30 points every game. When have you not criticized him? What do you mean? You haven't stopped criticizing
him. I'm the only guy that's been criticizing this guy like this. This guy does not get to slip through the cracks here no more, Ike. I'm sick of it, okay?
How's he slipping through the cracks? You act like nobody has brought him up. You know what's happened, Chuck, is most people have realized he ain't going anywhere except for you. So you can keep yelling about Joel leaving, and I guarantee you in 5 years, you'll be right. He won't be here anymore. But it won't be next year. It won't be the year after that. And it won't be the year after that. So eventually you will be right because he'll get older. He'll retire at some point, and then you'll have him out of your city. But it ain't happening anytime soon, brother. Sorry.
No, he's going to be going before that, Ike. Listen, James Harden, all he has to do, that's the first domino that got to fall. And once that domino falls, then Joel's going to request Dallas.
Put it like this, but that's the only way he's leaving. But Chuck, here's the thing. That's the only way he's leaving if he wants to leave. That's not the Sixers getting rid of him. That's not the Sixers being fed up with him and tired of him and thinks he can't win. It's only going to happen if Joel Embiid forces his way out of here. So if Embiid forces his way out of here, you're going to take credit for running Joel Embiid out of town. Really? Is that what he's setting up right now?
He's trying to.
Yeah.
So, Ike, I would say, and we love Chuck's passion in hating Embiid. The season just
ended. I don't? Because it's delusional.
Well, it is. But I can appreciate the passion.
Yes.
The season just ended. And he's this can't be every phone call where he's screaming and yelling that he's not going to rest until Joel Embiid is out of the city.
Well, the Sixers season ended in what? 3 weeks ago.
No, I know. But so we're gonna do this all the time until the season starts. You know, like at some point,
it's been longer than 3 weeks. I feel like a month.
Has it? I mean, it might be. Yeah.
I mean, these series.
Well, we went through the Eastern Conference, the conference finals already. And
every
already,
series takes 2 weeks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's been a while. He's not being traded.
No.
And if you want to start a rival club to Ike's so Jack, are we settling on BHB, bring Harden back? Rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
It sounds a little bit better, yeah.
BHB?
BHB. Bring Harden back.
Yeah,
I like
I'm out.
It. No, you don't like that?
Well, I don't like any of this. I don't even like the fact my name's attached to this, but
Feds?
KHC.
Feds.
KHK, keep Harden crew. I don't know.
Let's roll with it.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, you have a lot of support just by looking at the board here. It's a new caller Friday, but people are just jonesing to get in on the hashtag Keep Harden crew. Francisco Rojas is our producer here today, live at Chickies and Pete's. Also, Taz is here with us all day. I just pulled up Francisco's LinkedIn picture, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this is supposed to be your professional picture. Take a look at it. He looks like he's a senior in high school in the picture. He has an updated... Is like, is that your MySpace picture, Francisco? When's that from, man? Come on.
John, it has almost been a month. Season ended May 14th.
Yeah, we've been.
So it's been at least 3.5 weeks.
The emotions should be calmed down by now.
Well, most people's are.
Yeah, not Chuck's. do the emotions curb at all before do they just get reignited when the season starts? I don't know. I mean, I'll keep saying it. Daryl Morey, figure it out, man. Figure it out. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We're live at Chickies Pete, South Philadelphia. Big game tonight. A lot of Phillies fans in here.
Starting to see some blue in here, too.
You saw Dodger?
Yeah, I see that over there. Yeah, I'm starting to see blue in
Dodger?
Here. Dodger blue,
With a Philly fan, though, so it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, I am envious when I watch Dodger games, when you see Phillies fans out there. I'm like, man.
You want to be out there?
I would love to be at it. No, Dodger. I'd love to be at Dodger Stadium watching the Phillies and the Dodgers. I have not watched the game in Dodger Stadium yet.
Yeah, but that's a true Crips and Blood type of atmosphere, man. It's red and blue.
Yeah, remember when they were in the NLCS, they told Phillies fans don't wear the red?
Yeah.
Well. Could be a
is that a real thing? The Crips and Blood. Look, she's like, yeah, hell yeah, that's a real thing.
she's a Crip. Apparently.
She's a Crip.
All right, Chickies and Pete's, all the playoff basketball action right here at Chickies and Pete's. Go to ChickiesandPete's.com for more info. We even had a Lenny Dykstra throwback jersey. You don't see many of them.
No.
Anymore.
Surprising, frankly.
Well, the last time I heard of Lenny, he was dumpster diving for his dentures because his dentures had gotten thrown out.
And accidentally threw his teeth out?
He was at a restaurant, and his teeth got thrown out, and he realized it, so he was literally going through the dumpster looking for his teeth.
Well, it's 30-year reunion of the 1993 team.
Something tells me he won't be back.
You don't think so?
No.
No,
I know.
The Pete Rose thing didn't go well.
Yeah, just don't bring him in the TV booth.
Oh, boy. Yeah, something tells me that Lenny is not welcome at the celebration. We'll see, though. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Also coming up, I can't wait for this. Usually a top 5 of 5 with Jack on a Friday is very loose and fun. So that's coming up right after this. We're live at Chickens and Pete. Your phone call's coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Hey, listen, Guida Door and Window, if you're looking for new windows and doors, and you hear me talk about Guida pretty much every day, I'm just telling you, as far as the product you're going to buy, the business that you're dealing with, the family-owned business that you're dealing with, it's Guida. You got to go Guida with Guida Door and Window from their doors. I have a sliding patio door. Amazing. All my windows that I got recently installed, the difference in the quality of the draftiness, the sound quality. You don't hear the cars driving by anymore. Everything has been amazing. And right now, God is making it easy for you to start your project with a great deal. 20% off all windows and doors while you start your project. No money down and up to 3 full years to pay off interest free. So 20% instant savings. Luxury of paying off your project interest free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. This offer is for a limited time. But what are you waiting for? It's time to finally go, Guida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go. GUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.